April 30th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, consider the perseverance that Noah and his family had to have had as they searched for some glimpse of land when they were gathered on the ark. They had faith that I saved them apart from all the rest for my purpose, and so they persevered in waiting for my timing to be shown to them. These days, my children, you must persevere as well. You must wait for the days of this quarantine to expire and take precautions against possible contamination as indicated. All of this has its purpose. I am bringing you deeper into obedience and trust. I am teaching you that you must be dependent upon my provision, which shows itself to you in many and various opportunities and ways. The most difficult part of this lesson in perseverance is your places of worship are not accessible to you. You must learn to embrace prayer privately in your own hearts. I am there waiting for you to find me. I want to give you the strength of perseverance in great measure. Turn to me for this inner strength. A note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.